I will not. So only the being Bixuvim, we can interpret certain things derech Moshe. But not the Teva. Hamisha Chumash Teva Na, our Teva Na, except certain things, like in Zohar Vashemesh. So we don't interpret it literally in Zohar Vashemesh and Upeh Zasim Lo. So we don't interpret it literally. So that's okay. So I say, Vish, when you're the positive Shalom, that's you being, all right, you can explain it. You have a right to explain it figuratively. Because if we read Meksumi are capable of being interpreted, definitely. So, but certain portions. But the Tamar, so, is a Nikoyim to the Yipshute. So, but Tamar is Batek Halom. So, in other words, so the Shifas Akhenis, it is interesting that the same Rambe is Masik and Rambam in Yohes Neve, when Rambam says in Yohes Neve that if a stranger breaks into the house of the Balabais, so then the Balabais is allowed to kill the Ganer. So he says, Bein shehu chayta machteres b'yein, bein shehu chayta machteres b'layo, bein shehu chayta machteres b'yein. Omer Avrom, vayle mikroyetze milik shirte, v'kosu imzorcho l'ashemesh. So there's the Shita Sarayda. In other words, in the Torah, you cannot negate the Kiddushim. A Mikroyetze Mikir. So the Rambam is also made. But the Medrash Reshi Mishtayim says, Chutz Meiru. But according to the Raibe, Chutz Meiru means any other place cannot be interpreted in any Bidarach Moshe. Even over and above the Kiddushim. You're not allowed to interpret Divrei Teiro, Bidarach Moshe, Bidarach Moshe. So, in other words, when you say Yadav Shem, Vitachas Aglov, Tirinas Asapia, that's not the Derech Moshe, that's the finish of Mikha, you see. That's the finish of Mikha, because Dibra Teo Kosh in Yodom, so the name of the finish of Mikha, it's not the Derech Moshe. But the Derech Moshe, so Dibra Teo, Hamish Echon Cheteo, Echon Tzeraibet, cannot be interpreted figuratively. Even when the figurative interpretation admits the tradition of Mikha. Mashalim came in these two places, it's all from Hashemesh. So over and above the tradition of Mikha, so there is a figurative meaning also. In other words, if the father breaks into the house of the son, so he doesn't tell anything about it. So, but the tradition of Mikha is not the anyway, so we see that according to the Raibe, there are no exceptions to the halacha of a Mikha Yetzim Yipshit. So the name of death, the Shita is the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that even though Chotzi Shia was also not at all, but in view of the fact that it's reduced to the Midrash Akira Mishpachet, from Kol Chelev would reduce it, so it's a separate category of the Raises. There are two categories of the Raises. There are the Raises that are implicit in the Shias of the Kol. And if somebody takes a Shwe to behave there, and those derises that are implicit in the Kiddush of Mikha, so it's Yeshua Shom. And then there is another derise that the Rambam calls it. He was saying that Chassid Shalom, he doesn't mean it Rabbon. It's also derises. But it has a special status. Since there is Aloha and Mikha is in the Kiddush, so those derises that are deduced to the Mikha Kiddush as there, are called in the same thing, and if somebody takes a Shmuyah to the Eber, and those derises, that are called the Zeichrin, that are not implicit in the Shmuel Mikha, so it's not a Shmuel. Still the Rambam, the Talmud of Shmuel says that if somebody takes a Shmuel, that you fast on Shabbos or unknown, that it's a Shmuel. So the question is raised, why is it a Shmuel? Why? Because there is a Chiyuv of common vein. Or a common vein is not a possible Torah, it's a possible Yerei Havore. But in Lomim HaShoy L'Chavizot. So the Yerei says, it's a Lomim HaShoy L'Chavizot. Halachah Mishim Sinai is not more humble than something that is reduced to the Midrash Akeret Rashidet. All the halachah that are reduced to the Midrash Akeret Rashidet are also becoming Mishnah. Still, in view of the fact that they are not implicit in Shilish on Mikha, so it's not Yeshua Shom. So why should a Shvue to fast on Shabbos and on Yom Tov be considered a Shvue Shom? Why is it more of a Shvue Shom than a Shvue to eat the Chotzi Kazayis in the Be'er? So the answer is, I mean the casual way, but the answer is, here we introduce the treatise on Mikvah, because when Safo says, Mikvah Kedesh, Kachiyo, Bimacha, Mishke, Vixus Nikiyo, Vixus Nikiyo, so it means, so that's the treatise on Mikvah, that's the meaning of Mikvah Kedesh, what does that mean, Mikvah Kedesh? That's the treatise on Mikvah, Mikvah Kedesh. How is the Mikvah Kedesh celebrated? Not in a vacuum. So Kacheyu Bimachal Bumishke Ubixis Mikuya. As a matter of fact, Rashi's still saying this at four words, Rashi and Chumash mentions. We don't find the text in our, we don't find the deals in our text, but Rashi, when he signs this at four, he says, Kacheyu Bimachal Ubumishke Ubixis Mikuya Ubitrio. Trio. So that means that there is a special chiyuv of trio in the Raisa. There is a special chiyuv of trio in the Raisa. And Shabbos. And I know that. And the Ramban says, the Kodesh also means that she is successful because it conceals in the Brisa Knesset. So there is a special chiyuv of trio. My father's a chiyuv of Kodesh. The whole Mishpoche were very marked by Shabbos at all. But until the Tzibo, every day they're not marked. Not that they don't mark it. They couldn't be carrying through the Tzibo together with the city. And my father always done it with the city. Now, could you get a minion to the city? You could find a minion to the city in certain days. But every day of the year, a minion to the city you couldn't find. So my father, on the days of the week, and kind of the same way, he never davened with Tzibo. But on Monday and Thursday, so after the davening, he went to shul to hear prayers at all. But the Tzibo, he didn't daven. Why? Because if he davened with Tzibo, so he wouldn't be able to daven. Not only to say Krishna, but Tzibo school in the of the city, he couldn't do it. So there was his fear. But on Shabbos, I know my father always, he got up early, and he said Krishna to the city, and then he dumped with the Tzibur. Why? So my father said, because according to the Ramban Chumash, so Mikra Kedesh means Tfilo, and not only Tfilo, just Tfilo of Yechides, but even Tfilo of Tzibur. So there is a special Tfilo of Tfilo and Shabbos, and Aliyom. So that's the traditional Mikra. So maybe the traditional Mikra implies not only Mikra, Tfilo, and Susmikio, and Macho, and Mishke, the whole halacha of Kovid Veinek is implicit in Kodesh. And when the Novi says, because of Shabbos Veinek, Lepesh Hashem Yechumot, it's the clarity of the Chiyu that is implicit in the posik of Kodesh. So in Meile, that's why anyway, insofar, as Machal Mishke is concerned, so Safo says in so many words, it's possible that he would be not, but he's not inclusive. But Machal Mishke is inclusive. Machal Mishke is inclusive. So that's a double Hamifurish table. So now the question is, here Tesa says, Elimelechim, the Rabbi Shmuel Mishke, that the Hosni Yue, the Shabbos. So Krishna in the Chosin is distinguished from Mu'en, we understand it. Because a Chosin, there is no Chiyuv of Simcha. It's innate Simcha. But the Chiyuv of Simcha it is. Mashiach, to Mu'en, there is a Chiyuv of Simcha. But why should Chosin be different than Shabbos? Shabbos, there is no Chiyuv of Simcha. Shabbos, there is... The Shabbos, he says, the Rabbi Shmuel, Mithu, the Chosin, the Mu'en, the Shabbos. So in other words, on Shabbos there is no chiyuv of Avos Betzilel. And Chosin, there is a chiyuv. But neither Chosin nor Shabbos involve a din of Simche, a chiyuv of Simche. And as far as the main Simche is concerned, so you think, so that Shabbos is the main Simche. And why Shabbos Yom Simcha? Why Shabbos Yom Simcha? Because the Safo says that Yom Simchaschem u'me'avichem u'kosh chodcheichem. So the Safo says that Yom Simchaschem zeh yom Shabbos. That's what this is listed. So Shabbos is also Yom Simcha. So why should Shabbos be distinguished Van God is waar de geur op Simchis kan zijn. So there is no geur op Simchis in de reise bij Jan Eet. And there is no geur op Simchis aan Zalem. There is no geur op Simchis aan Shabbos. And there is no geur op Simchis aan God. Only alone there is Simchis. And as far as mijn Simchis kan zijn. So Shabbos is geen Simchis. And Chosn is all in Simchis. Because there is a Chavishem Chosn in the reise. So why should there be a distinction between Chosn and Shabbos? So we have to say, according to Tosfos, so just as Machon Mishkech, so Sintiyo, Tfilo, are implicit in the Pasuk of Mishnah Kodesh, so the Chiyuv of Kovid Ve'Eneged are also implicit. From the Rambam it's not Mashma, that way. From the Rambam it's Mashma, the Rambam says that Kovid Ve'Eneged is the safety. So assuming that the Rambam means by the safety something that is not enforced by Tehro, but if the Rambam Shita had been that Kovid Ve'Eneged are implicit in Mishnah Kodesh, just as Machon Mishkech is implicit in Mishnah Kodesh, so then it would be Kovid Ve'Eneged. So that's the Rambam Shita. But Tehso Shita could be just as Machon Mishkech is implicit in Mishnah Kodesh, so even Kovid Ve'Eneged, that two halachas that the Novi Shaya mentions is the Kuralator of the Pasuk Mishnah Kodesh. Because in Novi Rashi Yochad Zobo, so Kovid Ve'Eneged are also implicit in Mishnah Kodesh. So Mele, Eneged is inconsistent with we. In other words, in order to carry the mitzvah of Eneged, because also Shabbos Eneged, he cannot realize and grieve. So Mele, that's why by Chosn there is no Iser to be overwhelmed with grief. Mashiachim by Shabbos, even though there is no Chim of Simcha, but there is a Chim of Eneged, and the Chim of Eneged is also implicit in the Pasuk of Mikachim. Now, for next time, so you should be ready next Wednesday, next year. You should be ready on the whole Gemara up to Boyal Umbaru Middle with Chil of the Shabbos, that we supported at 10 of the days, and then in connection with the Tisvets Achim Sosimagero. So we will look up the Gemara at the Dalgin of Yim al Gabi Arenis, and then in order to understand this Tisvets, we have to know the Shmiss of Hashem in regard to Kedah Sosum, in regard to Kedah Sosum, and in regard to Gil and Ding. It's not such a simple reason. And there is a very important Kachal and the union of Kedah Sosum. He explained the Shmiss of Rambam and the Shmiss of Rambam. It is the design of the knowledge of the Hilchos.
Yur Lamed in Ksuvos, Rav Kislev Hetoshim, and Bays, December 2nd, 1981, on Wednesday.
Why? Because these Moches are Moches of people, and it's conducive to a relationship. So because of that, the Chachamim answer that while the issue is in the Torah. But Torah Samit, we don't read, yeah, Torah Samit of the Roche, همه ریس از دین چون دو باشم خیف اما اتا از کار مخصاص این که این گران چند خیف و شا میدونی سر پیشی که یه ایس دست اونی در خیلی سمید دارد ایس دی اوتا شیفت در اونوی چه پرسن کامل ایساو کامل ایساو سر دیت ایس this is a shimu shal chibot. So the male eats also. But just to make the beds, to put the mattresses and to spread the sheets on top of the mattress. So that is not an association of chibot. So that's not us. The hei rayon in the town, the very happen. The chriso egimu shiruachoi, in the tazre amito, in the incidentenia, so the Gemara, the Mishnah Ksuvos in Apalti mentions the range of Meroches. What Meroches a woman is Mechuyeves to do for the husband. It depends upon her standard and his standard, his role and her standard. In other words, if she comes from a family, from an affluent family where she was not accustomed to do that kind of work, so then he knows the husband is poor, so then So she's not the clearest to do this type of work. And if she comes from a poor background, we're at home, so at her parents' home, she was accustomed to do all kinds of hard work in the house. But her husband is very wealthy and he can afford, to keep some maids in the house, so then again she's not the clearest. So the halacha is, Yechlitza le dimu shlochet means either that she was machmis dimu shlochet or that the husband has enough wealth to be machmis dimu shlochet. In either case. So then, in the matzah for Amrita, so she doesn't have to make the bed. They need to be tenor. Because if like this, if it's not Yechlitza le dimu shlochet, so she has to do some living work. Bisman Chazal, so women used to make money by doing bitena. So the male, but if it's in Chis or in Jewish Lochem, then she's not Mechuyomis to do work bitena. Al Abba, Mishemes Mikateva. Alright, that's the thing that the old modern women like. So in other words, if it's a Chis or Abba Shlochem, so there she can spend all her time reading. Mishemes Mikateva. I'm not going to sit at the desk. But I'm going to be more about this homo. That was the sheriff's decathedrae. I will be secretary. Kate, who massage or a mito, who mahets a follow, yoga brand. So, in other words, so these things a woman is not here to do for her husband, even if the husband is so wealthy that he can be back with 100 maids. So, but she's mechuyeves to do it because these are shimushim of chibur, and she owes it to the husband. In other words, because the husband will be relatively unhappy if somebody is engaged to serve him the cup of tea. So that's why, even if he's a chisal in Beyo Shvachet, so she has to do the shimushim of chibur. So what are the four shimushim of chibur? So, in the same way, the case, Matzah, the Amito, and Machet, the Slay, the Yod, and the Rabbit. We should mention here. All right. So, which was the question of Isaac. So, Matzah, the Amito, is one of the Shemushim that the woman is never relieved, even if the husband was Machet, Meir Shvachet, even if the husband was Meir Shvachet. But the Mishnah says, Yechlitza le dimu shlochet, eini matzah l'amito. So obviously, it's two types of matzah l'amito. So Rashi says, I suppose that Bizman Chazal, so it wasn't the way it is today, when we have the mattress is one thing, and then a pillow is something else. But Bizman Chazal also, a number of pillows were used in the mattress to make it soft. And then on top of that, they spread the sheet. So Rashi says that when the Mishnah says, Yichlis Olim Timu, Shvachis, Eid Matas Ram Muto, that means making the bed. In other words, preparing the bed to put the mattress down and all the things. I got to ask all the cousins about negotiation. Yeah, I'm a task, I'm a mito. I'm a piece of something in the body. In other words, something that doubt the sheikh and the body that they use as a pillow. But Kofi Mokhsoti is mentioned in Mishnah is not the same thing that we use as a pillow. Because that was used in lieu of a mattress that is used today. So, the higher priest is a certain of us in the view of the Hebrew, she the Havilah, she the Havilah, they in the Terea, but he has to show Hebrew near the doctor. So in other words, so we see there are two types of Atzoe Samito. One type of Atzoe Samito means preparing the bed, to put the mattress and everything. So, that's not the new Mokhe Shol Hebrew. Because we see that the Hebrew Salon, Jewish Mokhe, so she must have to do it for the husband. But then there is the other type of Atzoe Samito that is in Mokhe Shol Hebrew. So, the Chachomim here utter these things for the need of the two husbands. Why? Because it is in the Mokhash of Hebrew. So then it might have to show them be conducive to a relationship. That's the reason that's why the Chachomim utter it. So only this kind of Atzoe Samito is also for the woman. Why she the need? Why he Atzoe Shol Hebrew near the doctors? The Chim Mashma, the Maskiva Bahadur Mizigas came. The Ahotas, Pono, Yoda, the Kabo, Kihos, Nibu is falling to the Gatino the Mishnah, and of the Taz Amito, the Gatino way, so Rashi, and there are two just for the Gatino the Mishnah. What you are saying the Mishnah is, the Chmita of the Jewish Shoah is, a Mataz Amito. What is it?
It's a heat system closing down.
Our guilty is the way Rashi tells. The Eidre in the Mochets, Shonisha Yisrael Baruch, the Chemes, the Eifon, the Habeses, the Bashemes, he says, no, Matas Lamito, they is a return. So there, the Chmisa will show each Mochets, a Matas Loyamito. So Rashi, that's our guilty, that's Rashi tells. Matas Loyamito. So, since the term Loy is used, what means? She doesn't say the bed for him, for who? For the husband. So obviously, it's a reference to the mito of the Baal, the mito of the Baal. But there is another verse. Even more than you say, the Baal, the Chemes, the Ifo, the Chabeses, the Bashemes, the Mika is no, the Matar is the Mito. The Matar is the Mito. So when you Matar is the Mito, not the husband's bed. But it's all the bed, but it's the children's bed, and suppose they have guests in the house. So that's also one of the Melochets. That the Nisha is Mokhiris and you will be a but if it's a Chmisa with Gimush Mokhiris, if the husband is that wealthy that he can afford taking in three Shmokhiris, so then she is relieved of this Mokhir, of being Matzahs, all the victories in the house. But, so then there is no right that there are two types of Matzahs and Mito. So we can say, that even though the Gemara says that Matzahs Loy Amito, even if he is a male shvachet, so that means the husband that can make it, making the mattresses and everything. But while there is no Hayek, but it doesn't mean that according to the Gemara of the Matzahs Amito, that we cannot say what Rashi says. We can still can say. But according to Rashi's Gilsen, our Gilsen, then it's Mucha from the Gemara that there are two types of Matzahs Amito. According to our Gilsen, there is no Hecha. But we still can say the same thing. So, you miss all the Gassin and Mishi. Elo, they in the Matzahs Amito. The Gassin, they in the Gemara, the Gassin, Loi. In the Gassin, Shom, she is trying to have that to it. You must miss my other Matzahs. Show me things. We'll be more higher than my choice. We'll be by the other. But things it doesn't mean. To refuse that. In other words, so there is no hacker. But we still can say the same thing, and I didn't see that any of the shame should be failed. It seems that it's according to everybody that what kind of Atzoe Samito is a good Asura to do for the husband, only the Atzoe Samito of putting the outer sheet with which a person covers himself and the pillow upon which he puts the head. But let's say to prepare the bed, that she is allowed to put the mattresses to adjust the bed and everything, So that a woman is allowed to do one kid in. Alright. So here it says, Abba Pishon. In other words, I'm going to show you what the teaching is, the Chalet, the Sikese, the end is on the Mizir is for Yake, the Matas for Yamito, the Mahet is for Tono Piodo de Rablo. Now the Roshin is Arapi, she Omo, in other words, I'm going to show you what the teaching is. What does it mean? In other words, I show you what it is. In here, I think that I mean that he should be able. He should be able to force her. He certainly cannot force her. In other words, so when the Bible mentions, in other words, I show you what it is. In here, we need to have it, we need to guess it. So that, why? Because she's not there. The implication being that she's not going to be there, he can force her. He can force her, he cannot keep her. In order to bring the guesses, the Chalas with the Kesef. But the answer is, if she's not an Avele, then she is Mechuyeves to do it to the husband. If the husband wants her to be Kechalas, to be discussion for him, so then she's Mechuyeves. It doesn't mean that if she's not an Avele, he can be the Hasishon. It means a model, not that he can be married. If she's not an Avele, he can be married. Now, that means Kedves Ishte, in other words, some Isha is an Isha Shea, or is it the same violence? Especially when the vow demands something that she ought to be, always the husband, so in a way, she will do it. So that means careful, in other words, if you just tell her to do it. But, while she's not available, so the Chachamim will not matter her to be discussing. So in a way, he cannot demand it of her. So, Abapi, Shom, and Rumashoy, Loki. Loki, because it means, even though a husband has no right to demand of his wife to be Kehelas, Liz, Kekese, in the Yibriya Musa. But, in the end of someone, Mizetis Roy, Hakims, Umatas, Lamito, Umahetis Roy, Kondela. So, what is the Kese? So, anyway, we see from this Bible that a woman, when she is an Avelo, is not allowed to use makeup. Whatever the Kesef means, when it means this or that, it doesn't make any difference. That's only a difference in the meaning of words. But out to be, it doesn't make any difference. It's a certain kind of a tachshit, of makeup, this or that, it doesn't make any difference. So we see that a woman, while she's an Avelo, she's not allowed to be pretext. Now, so we see from so Bishlami pretexts. Now, think Asher says, "Pir Shakunche, Maveres Rachel Tanya." So things he says, "Veinir Yomar the Beit Lekamon, the Smak for the Pirus, Mashma the Prei Milani." The case is the whole hand of Yahoo's, Kilabun is almost, Kikotona Kikola Yahoo's. Pasha says that the case means putting rouge on a face. So, Pasha says no, because here the Gemara uses for the same thing two different words. Here it says the case is, and then the Gemara says, Kikotona Kikola Yahoo's. Where does the Bible mention Yahoo's? Obviously, when the Gemara says Pirchus, it has reference to Pekeses. So Pekeses and Pirchus, the time has. Now, according to Rashi, the Pekeses means Mavera Srakot Aneo. So the Mele, Pirchus means Srakot Aneo. But the Gemara in Ksuve says that a certain song was chanted at weddings of the Kalels, Loikhao. So, Srak was mentioned separately, and Pirchus was mentioned separately. So we see from there that Pirchus, which is the same thing as Pekeses, is something other than Srak. Because if it's the same thing, how can we say, with Srak or Pirchus, that's repeating the same thing? So, if I'm going to show up, you're going to have to go back to Pirchus. und in den Madeweil, du bist hier, am Erzieher gottendet, von Kessels und Madeweils Schrafagern. Und dann und den Beis, durch ein Untre, Pirchus, Kriasa. It's not such a cash in the flash, because there might be different kinds of Schrafagern. So the Madeweil Schrafagern is Schraf is one kind of thing, and we said Ruizrach really, maybe Ruizrach means a certain kind of makeup that is used on the eyes, and then Pikesis means Rafa Panoa on the face. So really it's not the Kashi that's right. But anyway, Pikesis mentions that. So, and then we come into the grave, making the grave in the hair. So that is built. Because Yeshua Matzliach Kotone, the Dallas of the Kesset, El Mire, the effort with the Kune Moshe. So what it means? So it doesn't make any difference whether it means this or it means that, it has the same status. In other words, an Aveiro, a woman, be sent to Lila de Rosso. Be sent to Lila de Rosso, so he's not allowed to put on a tachshikim, and that we see from the price of a dollar and dollar, they name tachshikim in a color of Oshoshi Yehudi. So that's mashma only because of Chibas HaKala. So there is a special kula, a special dispensation, but not a kala, let's say Knuyo. So when we find that Hachonim made special kula, she's not a coward, but it's much harder. Vis-a-vis a Knuyo, he's not a coward, not married. So consciously, she is not allowed to put on touch. So the question is, what kind of a mitzvah is it? Bishlein, letting touch it in the wrong verse, after the makeup. So that comes with the Yisra, Koshipo, it comes with the Yisra of Sikha. In other words, an open door of the Sikha. So in other words, to put on makeup on the face, on the eyes, on the lips. So the male is like Sikha. But other tachshikim, like Kriyasa, this and that, I mean, and then it says, tachshikim here, it means tachshikim akala for shlishi yei. So that means she's not, because she's a kala, so kol shlishi yei, she does not have to minimize in the putting down of tachshikim. Mashiachim, if she didn't be a kala, she cannot. What kind of means that kol shlishi yei? So from the shape it appears, that tachshikim in general, whether it's tachshikim that consists in makeup, or tachshikim she puts on a special kind of necklace, a bracelet. So all these tachshikim are analogous to disparities. Because what is disparities? And nobody does have a disparity. Why? Because disparities is a means of killing himself, of looking nice. So the male, by doing tachshikim, has the same status as despairers, by men and women. So, and what is also the despairers called Shleishi Yei? So the men are Tachshikim also, can be the same, but there are special colors. Special colors in Gabi Kale, special colors in Gabi married woman, if not the Kale, but in New York. So then he's also the put on Tachshikim called Shleishi Yei. That's what he's doing from the Kino.
That's
in the Gabriel meaning. That's in the Gabriel meaning. So, let's say, regarding so the halacha is that his parents is also until he got the halacha. Not Rego, Rego is not mentioned in halacha. Rego is mentioned regarding new age negative goods. Now, I might as well mention the dealing, the special dealing of Avelis, since this should be a deal with Avelis. So there is Avelis of Shigen, there is Avelis of Shoishin, and then along the line there is Avelis of Hibeskut. Now, Alishtei, so there is a special Alochet, Mesishtei, so the Yisrael Shachar, the Yavro, the Dumo, but that's not Avelis, that's a special, it's not even with Avelis. But awareness, so we had awareness of Shiva and awareness of Shri Shiva, awareness of Kiddushka. Now what are the things that are also there? That are also there for a noble culture now. So the things are Pirkite, Sikhe, Miloho, Talmuto, Shiva Shomen, Tashmi Shamito, and then Shriya Samito, and Atima Zorich. Now I mentioned Shriya Samito and Atima Zorich again. Why? Because these are two readings that are not military. Why they are not military? Oh, I get the question. But the fact is that no one observes Atima Zorich and Shriya Samito. So these are the things that are also there, conscious. Now let's say, put on feeling, so only in Rishi, in order to put on feeling. But after you wish in order to put on feeling. So these are the things. Ritze, Sikhe, Miros, Asambo, Tashi, Shamito, Merocha, Talmuto, Shiva Shomen, Kriya Samito, Akiva Zorich. Then there is the awareness of Shalishi, by all kinds. So what are awareness of Shalishi? So actually, they are three things. One is to be nirkas of Beis HaMishkan. Any Beis HaMishkan, Ikar, not after all, any Ikar. The other is Tisperes, and then there is also Gius. Now, Kibus, so that put your service in the body drums. According to the reverse here, say, Kibus, washing, laundry. So it's just a frustration. But most of the Shemim don't have reject that here, say, in the body. And they call it the there, here, say, call it the most of the Shemim. So Kibus, which are the washing laundry, is also only the Shemim. Not the Shemim, only it's a mimic. So there is a mimic to refrain from Kibus God. But one thing is certainly also, according to all the Shem, kosher Shem, that's Gibbs. Gibbs is more than Gibbs. Gibbs means just washing. Gibbs means ironing out. In other words, what's the difference between washing and ironing out? Because when you wash it again, it doesn't look new. But if you wash it, then you iron it out, and you do it in a nice way, so then it looks new. So the main Nisya that is Osea for a noble translation is Lubish Beget Chodosh or Beget Nigurz. And the answer is why Beget Nigurz? Because Beget Nigurz is also like a Beget Chodosh. So Bezel is Oto or B. So it's Osea Piskeves and Dukes and Nichnas and Isamish. Three things. But then there's another thing that is also persuasion. Not just at the score of this Amishkan. If we become not involved in this Amishkan. To get married, a noble persuasion is not allowed to get married. That has nothing to do with this Amishkan. Suppose he just gets married or has a union and there is no Mishkan, there is nothing. So he's still awesome. He's still awesome. So in other words, there are four issues, four new women of Avera, four experiments. It's David, Dutz means two things, either to buy, to put on a Beget Chodosh, or to put down a Beget Nigurz. Just came out from the laundry, the screen, the dress. So it's also like a Beget Chodosh, and also to be at Nichas Beis HaMishkan and to be Nisei Nishon, Teh Shoshi. Now, so that's our Shokhe, our Lodi Balime. So we have our Lohe that is not Nichas Beis HaMishkan. He's not Nichas Beis HaMishkan, Kobi Beis HaMishkan. He's not Nichnas, he is a Mishke Kogliuske. He's not allowed to attend really this Mishke. So, if he wants to get married, so Tesis is only Makira because it's a Simch, a Mitzvah. But without Mitzvah, so he's not allowed to get married because of this Mishke. But not as a special Nisya of getting married. So in other words, even though there is a special meaning of Abelius of not to be this initial situation, but as far as the new per se is concerned, the Chachon did not apply it to a local law without any condensation. Only the new of the Samish in general. So the Chachon applied to a novel. Our Valime communist. One second. There, the halacha is regarding the spheres. Regarding the spheres, take a hike. So, the Chachon did not ask a noble alone that we may not take a hike at COVID basis. But, actually, Yarabu Habeba doesn't mean that his friend just rebuking him. His friends can rebuke him anytime they want. And suppose the friends don't want to rebuke him, so it means, Yarabu Habeba means that he looks so ill-trimmed and undignified that his friends, who are not inhibited in discussing with him anything about his appearance, would rebuke him. Whether the friend rebuked him or not was a great difference. In other words, it's descriptive. The Igalo de Habero is descriptive of the degree of ill-treatment. In other words, if he looks so undignified, so ill-treatment, that the friends are disposed to rebuke him, whether they do rebuke him or they don't rebuke him, doesn't make any difference, so then he had the attitude he had. So, that's how about dudes to buy a new beggar, to put down a new beggar, to put down a beggar that just came back from the laundry and was cleaned and dressed. So, a noble definition is also, how about a noble talking to the Israelis, so there is no halacha of the Israelis, but there with the halacha at Yadrol of Shleshi, the Yadrol of Reglachas, the Yadrol. In respect to the spirits, so it means Shleshi, of course, suppose it's Yadrol of Havera, but it's there's no shit, there's no happen. Now, as far as the shade is concerned today, so if one reaches the stage of doubt of Habeo, if he doesn't take a shade one day, but there is no header of doubt of Habeo, the header of doubt of Habeo is only after shade. So, but there's no shit, so I'll show training, so the doubt of Habeo will not be caught there, will not be caught in himself. Why, I mean, even they don't observe, they take a shade. So it's one of the things, you know, one of the things that there is a heter, Kibusha, Allah, and the son of the Nazarene director. So that's better, that is the strongest heter that operates in the United States. And on the basis of that heter, so many rabbonim give another heter. But there is no heter whatsoever. The expression, there is no heter whatsoever. It's not a, according to the Rabbis, it's a Rabbis of Rabbis. According to most of the Shehim, it's a Rabbis. So, in respect to these parents, all along the Valine, so there is a lot of Achiyad Rishleishi and the Yad Rishleishi. In respect to guilt, so Achiyad Rishleishi, the Yad Rishleishi, the Yad Rishleishi. That's the other. Now, so these are the halachas of so the only new gabbadeus that our own laive is made called the Israelites is made called the Israelites. So is besanish. But the other new, even though there is a few of gabbadeus among the laive after shalchi. But no aloha of the basement. However, there is a machlokes between the Bensides, that's the Darachan Sida, you know, Bensides wrote the Pirish and Sida, Darachan. There are many alohas in Darachan. And Amphilia was a big aloha, and he wrote Tagore Sanevet, and even though Amphilia was probably older than Bensides, and Amphilia was recognized by the whole, by everybody as the God of Ador, Everybody recognized him as the God of the law. So of course he was a monarch and he would be not consider himself as God of law. He wrote a word, and let me think that one of the big sentiments, so what about even and the old name, so they are good. The old name. So the Chacham Masiya says that another Avodah Balimi Teichi Beisri at all of Balimi. So even after Shlishi is not allowed to take a Hakam, actually out of the Avodah. So the Chacham mentions a victory. He says, and Rabbi Yehuda is telling, in other words, let's say somebody was an Avodah Balimi. So Shlishi expired, so he's not allowed to take a Hakam. So then, 3 months expired, and then he looks very undignified, very anything. And his chaver in Torah, he looked out, you have to take a haircut. So he's allowed to take a haircut. Once he takes one haircut, is he allowed to take haircuts regularly? Then he can take a haircut every day? Or every time he takes a haircut, he has to wait for God's chaver. So the Chacham says, the only time he takes a haircut, he has to wait for the Gaon of Haver. Why? Now, the Gemara says that there is a minhag, that's what the Gemara says, there is a minhag that even after the Gaon of Haver, he should not, unless it's very bad, it's a hardship situation, he should not take a haircut until the day's finished. So we see from that Gemara, we see that there is a kiyuma. In other words, Gareth B'Chadeo, Gareth B'Chadeo is a hacker. Now what is that? What is a hacker? In other words, it's also like a hardship situation. If it's Gareth B'Chadeo, so it's very unpleasant for him. So the Chachamim Omar, But without Gallagher coming up, now suppose they wouldn't have any Gallagher coming up. Let's say if somebody were living in a city where everybody's a hippie and not to take your haircut for years is the ideal thing, that's impression. So there will never be Gallagher coming up. So what does it mean? So he'll never be able to, say somebody became a member of a hippie, he'll never be able to take a haircut. That's inconceivable. After it is privilege, there is no meaning about it. It's awesome to observe that. Because the Rambam says that if somebody is in Sabia or is in the world of women, beyond this Kiddush, he's an Arazor. He's an Arazor. It means that he has no responsibility to himself and to his family and to his friends, and that he's a more person. If he's in Sabia, yet somebody is in So there is no meaning about being loose. Beyond this Kiddush, there is no evidence. So, of course, the answer is Kiddush, so don't need the name Gallagher. But suppose I'm purely this Kiddush expired, so there is no gas coming up, so then he's not allowed to take care of the need of this Kiddush. So, mail away, the Chacham says, inasmuch without the hardship of the Gallagher coming up, so you would not have to be made, you mean you have to stay. So every time he takes a haircut, he must have the person of Yahweh. And Abdullah is must. Abdullah says, once there was God's Havilah, one time. So then he's allowed to take a haircut. So then he's like a regular person. So there is no more new problems. It's mistaken from today. I don't think anybody teaches for the Chacham's sheep. So, Tachshitim Aroseh. Tachshitim Aroseh. Aroseh, because Tachshitim appears from the Shevi, are analogous to his fears. But that doesn't mean, since it's analogous to despairs, and by despairs, so called it as Chedrish, by despairs, if there is no Garas Havilah, so he's also called it as Chedrish, that the Yet Achitim and Elisha are the same thing, but how do you do it? It has bears a resemblance to despair. It means despairs, it bears a resemblance, because just as despairs for a man, is important for a man and a woman. So it's important in order to look dignified. So tachshitim for a woman is important. So really, insofar as the dim vabeus of shvedishim are concerned, so despairs, so tachshitim and misho are analogous to despairs. But in regard to all the so there, Tashiku is Mutar and Misho, without that. Alright. Now, this is Umishane, the Nabil is the day, the Abel is the door. The Gemara is the Kashi. So, what do you want to say first? You want to say that first, that actually, Avelis is killed. Avelis is killed. So Mele, if the husband is an Avel, so there it's awesome. So Yehud is awesome. If the husband is an Avel. Because Avelis is killed, so might be conducive, as we show it, to relation. But if it's Avelis, it's normal. If I will is the door, so then she will not let it. So the more is the cash. When we shine with our bailes, the door, the day of our bailes, the door, how do we see that there is no difference? We cash. Come, Babel is the day, come, Babel is the door. So the more I say, But the machine assumes that inasmuch is the price doesn't sell, doesn't sell out, but here is the day who Yoshim Banoshim, that it means that Yichud is Mutter. Yichud is Mutter. So this is the Kashe, so why does the Gemara want from the Yitzhak? So the Gemara could ask the Kashe, why is this our Dote? Why is this our Dote? Taken one into the Yitzhak. Aber mit dem Lied auf Eis sagt, wie ich schon mal, wie lau mal, wie lau, habe mir sie Ravise, weil ich auch nur um die Schassgruppe, und ich habe nur die Schassgruppe, die Schassgruppe nicht zu teilen. Aber da war die Bock. Aber Ravise, mein Mutter mit Lüge, ja, da die Bau, kostet mir nicht die Schäme, da fiel die Schassgruppe, ich stehe, die Schäme und ihre Lüge. Und was will man sich noch nicht sagen? Ich mag vor der Jesus Mann, der du sagst, der gibt mir Host. Ich gewohnt, wohnt sich das Wort. So, wir haben nicht geschehen, und die ist Mutter in der Hut. So, dann kann ich erzählen, wenn der Umgehen ist hier, between the two prices. On one hand we see, one price, the price of the modern nations, Mishen is coming for Chama Yisrael, and it doesn't say who Yoshim bin Anoshim bin Yishen bin Anoshim. So it implies that's what the Makshim is saying. That it implies that even Babel's delay. So in other words, so it implies that he, the husband, is allowed to sleep with his wife in the same room. What in the doing of it? And whereas the policy here that says, Kolis Nayon, Kuyoshi, Nanoshi, Dinishi, Nanoshi, because even though it was Baal, Glas Mitzvah, in this policy, God, since he's a husband, you married, so then there's more of a Shoshan. More of a so even if God, Glas Mitzvah, so there is still more of a Shoshan. And the Mele, in fact, of this matter, we say, the same thing is true in the case of the cow of Shekir Samudo, even after the last mitzvah. But if they are newly married, the husband, so there is example. And there was a view. But Abhisiv says that if my husband who is newly married, so once he's going to the last mitzvah, so there is no reason here for him. So the Mele, the cow, says the cow. We love Abhisiv, 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 Bishash could be used to play about that before. And the same thing would be true by Hoss, not another. Even if Bob was to say. And then it's Pierson Ego, so then he would be Yoshin and Anoshin, Yoshin and Anoshin. I would have then said, but what do you think about it? The before I was Hoshin and Kishin and Shaker. So vis-a-vis Ego, we say that he owns his Bob was Mitzvah, so she has the same status. Like a wife who had been his wife for 50 years. That he would just cook for his name, shame in him. Bingo. Ubabin is the dog. But the other Babin is the day of Tome, who does he not worship? So, according to Abinzi, we have to say there is a distinction between Abin is the day and Abin is the dog. So, when the price mentions Abin is the day and Abin is the dog, the price doesn't mention any such difference between Abin is the day and Abin is the dog, there's a cash. Who has born here, and he loves the Rabbise, to have a question here. The E may be in the story of the Rabbise, loyally the Nito, Elohim of the Bites, Abba the Rabbise, the Babel is the dog, Ishtem Shem and Ime. So, the many way, in connection, this Rabbise discusses Abel is the dog, Abel is the dead, and the expression of name, Ima Abel is mentioned in both. So, in the case, in the case what Abeles Dido, so the Brice uses the expression in name Imo Abeles, in the case of Abeles Dido, the Brice uses the similar expression, Miheges Imi Abeles. So the Machin assumes that the same expression has the same connotation in both cases. So the Mele, since in Abeles Dido, with there is no Xera, there is no Shashi. So when it says, in Abeles, when the Bible says, Neig Imo, so it means Imo Benito. So the Mele, in Abeles Bidei, when the Bible says, Neheges Ime, it should also mean 이메디미터. 이제 더 이상의 일과를 살리는 미터. Now, in this Gemara, when Gemara says, what does it mean? So I think that it's going to Machlokes Hashem. Some Rishonim say that when the Gemara says, my Rav, Imi Demito, and then the Gemara says, Lord, Imi Demito, but according to Maschonim of the Gemara, that even Babel's day is not Kar, but where is Babel's Kar? Only in the case of Piti Ovel, the Piti Ketavua, the Yene Mozart. So there is the Zaloh of Hu Yoshin, the Nanoshin, the Yishini Shein of the Nanoshin. But an ordinary Ovel, an ordinary Ovel of Abel, So who is Yoshin in of the Hedda? So Mele, so Mele Kime means Mevito. What does that mean, Mevito? So from the Ritzkin's chart, it's Mashma, the Tumi Mevito means Mamevito. Now it's even though it's not because of the Pashma Shemito. But, who the big day, the Hebrew big day, is Mut. Chachamim on Abel. But the Raimachit is, and then it's Mashma from the Rishayim in Shiri Kobetzes, that even the Mita doesn't mean even the Mita, that if there is no Aloche of Hu Yoshin and Anoshin, Vihi Yishin and Anoshin, so they can sleep in the same bed. That is Osea. That is Osea. Because this kind of a Kiyobe is Osea. But maybe even the Mita means that she has to, now, the woman, the wife, has a bed in the same room as the husband. And there is a chiv, one of the Yehudim of Avelis is to turn over the bed. Chiyas Amito. Today we don't observe it. But Mikha Levine. So they have to be changed for all the meetings. So the Gemara, when the Gemara said, they were changed from the Tosso. So the Gemara said, Goyim Ikotom. My love, Imi Vimito, means my love. That Imi Kotone, Imi Vimito, in other words, it means that the husband and the wife have to turn over the both beds. The husband's bed and the wife's bed, and they should sleep on a turned over bed. That's the halacha of this. On turned over beds. I mean, one of the reasons mentioned by some as to why we are not made in Kriyas Amito is because Bisman Chazal, the beds were different, were built differently. In other words, the beds were built in such a way you could just invert the bed and sleep on the other side of the bed. I mean, today you could still do it, but you get up with a broken back. So some shame say that because of that, it's what will be meaning of Kriyas Amito. It's what. So then it should follow that if somebody will have beds that are convertible, I mean, I'm sure that with today's technology, so it can easily make such beds that it will be easily convertible, and it will be just as comfortable to sleep on the turn of the bed as on the regular side. So then we should be the age of Kriyas Amito. But that's only one of the timing that is mentioned. There are other timing mentioned. And some Rishayim mention that if you turn over the beds today, so then the same soil will tell and say that we are engaged in shopping. Engaged in shopping because those who are engaged in Kishet in the medieval ages, so that was one of their Nihugi of the Mahashi, of the witches. And even Shakespeare will see that. I mean that the witches, so they turned over the beds. So in order that they should not be exposed to the possibility of the last the Jews are involved in Kishe, so because of that, it was Kibbutz. It's a very strange thing now. From that point of view, so today, and all shifting to Olympics, because today no one will be making such a loss. That's not one of the things that is in this world today. We will circulate the Jews. So, now that I saw in the ignorance of the Chassam Sefer, not in the Jewish Chassam Sefer, and the Chassam Sefer said, as a matter of fact, my brother Rabbi Sheber once said it, and then years later, I saw it mentioned in the name of the Chassam Sefer. The Russian Admiral in the Cockney is, Borosius can be Dukin, the Atten Hopachter is Dukin, that means the Hatom, because we listen to the Chet, we listen to the Lobby, the Atten Hopachter is Dukin, we Kach. So the reason is why there is a huge incumbent to behave at the mitzvah is because man was born in the image of God, was created in the image of God, and through his sins he upsets the image of God, he twists the image of God. So, and that's why there is tragedy in the world. So because of that, he has to behave in the mitzvah. What's the connection between Pichas, Duke Krishna, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Stenny, and Krishna Mitzvah? So the Chassam Sefer, in one of the letters, said, my brother Rabbi Sheber said it without even knowing that the Chassam Sefer said it. So the Chassam Sefer, in one of his letters, says that Bizman Chazal, now why is there a mimic? That's not mentioned anymore, but that's a mimic. That is observed than I, more than Shnei Shabbos. So all kinds of shadows I get about that. About common mirrors, and also about the shoes of MCs. I mean, all kinds of shadows. Pure shadows. Under what circumstances can shoes of MCs be given away? And under what circumstances shoes of MCs cannot be given away? But anyway, so that's a minute. It's not mentioned in Shabbos. But there's enough. It's not true. That meaning has a basis. That meaning has a basis. So the Chassam Sefer says that this man Chazal, so a bed was not only a piece of furniture on which a person slept. The bed was like a bed today, it was like a chair today, it was like a couch today, it was like a table today, it was like a stone today. In other words, on the bed, the person slept and he relaxed like a couch today. So, if you want to relax, do not stop for a few minutes. You don't go to bed. You just lie down on the couch. So, and of course, and the bed was like a table also. This man Chazal, it wasn't that you only ate at the table. So, on the bed, so you ate and you learned and everything, the Chazalish. For the last years was not well. So he always but he was lying down on bed all the time, day and night. I mean, he was dressed, but he was lying on the bed. So the bed for the Hasmim, the bed was the study and everything. So his man Chazal, the bed was the primary piece of furniture. So it was, the bed was symbolic of the human personality. The bed was the dining room and the kitchen and the living room. Today, you know, the living room. So you invite the guests into your power, but this man Chazal, the bed was everything. So it was symbolic of the human personality. That's why the Gemara says, Borosi Eschem Yukti, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created a man in the image of God, and then the Atom of Achtem Yukti, the twist that he turned over by Yukti, because of the Averis that man committed, with Pichor. So in order to symbolize this fact that men, unfortunately, many times access the image of God inherent in the human personality, he has to turn over that piece of furniture. That was the Tachanas Chacham. That piece of furniture that is most symbolic of the human personality. What piece of furniture this man Chazal could be symbolic of the human personality? And this man Chazal, the mirrors, Maris Atzidis, were not coming. Today, every house has mirrors. Mirrors, all kinds of mirrors. But this man Chazal and this man Mishayim, a Maris Atzidis was an uncommon thing. So what reflected the human personality, the bed. Because the bed was everything. The bed was like Ibis Medrash, in other words. Those were involved in Torah learning. So the bed was like Ibis Medrash, from the Chazanish. The bed was Ibis Medrash. With Ibis Medrash, all learning the last 10 years of his life, was done in bed. Very rarely sat at the table. Very rarely sat at the table. Even when Gdelin visited him, so he talked to them while he was reclining on the bed, because he was not well the rest of the day. So he was able to write something swarming while he reclined on the bed. When the Gurion came to see him, so then the Chazanish, because as a tribute to the Gurion, so he decided he'll sit at the table. So this man Chazal, so the bed was symbolic of the human personality. So that's why the Gemara says, after Osi Eschen Yukli, after the Tachti Yukli, Tachti Fuot, Esli Tassa. And that's why the Chasam Sefer says, after week today, that there is a mirror in the days of the Chasam Sefer, so there was a red reading before that. So a mirror became a common thing. So a mirror reflects the human personality, because you can see the whole image of the person in the mirror. So that's why we cover the mirrors. Now, the question that I got many times, and you'll hear different Chabonim passing in different ways, but I'll tell you how I pass it, on the basis of what Chasam Sefer said, my brother said, years before. So, does a Beis Hovel have to keep the mirror covered on Shabbos? So I think that most of the Rabbanim who are asked, who are not aware of this Chasam Sefer, will pass me that it has to be covered. Why? Because according to the Talmud mentioned in Tanya Amiyotim, so the reason is why in Beis Hovel the mirrors are covered is because there is a Medrash Shabbat that when the women donated the mirrors, the Maris Atzidus, the Mishki, so Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant to accept them, because the mirror he considered is a source of vanity. So why should that be used by the Mishki? So the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Maris Rabbeinu, in Parashat Kudim, so the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Maris Atzidus are more holy with it than all the other things that are contributed by the Israelites. Why? Because when the men, the Israelites, were subjected in the building of the pyramids, so then, and they were very frustrated and discouraged and despondent, so the wives used to come and cheer them up. And it wasn't easy to cheer up their husbands, because they were so subjected to the Egyptian bondage. So then some of the wives took out the mirror and they tried to cheer up the husbands. So in other words, it cheered up the husbands, the mirror. So that's why it was hobby that was born. So in other words, since the novel, so that's why the final one, since the novel is also Bikashi Shamito, so the mirror and the mirror might be conducive to that kind of cure. So, and we see that it was conducive to that kind of association in the time. So because of that, a mirror has to be covered. That is the time. So mirror, since Abel, it's in the Shabbos is made, and Tashmi Shabbito is also on Shabbos, but I know, some years and years have to cover. But if the time means that Hansenpa says that that's in you today, a mirror is in you of Kriya Samhita. Because the mirror really reflects the human personality in some manner. Anyway, Hansenpa says that this is the reason as to why we became born, Kriya Samhita. Because since we have mirrors, and mirrors reflect the human personality, so so that you can fulfill that milk of Avelis, that milk of Avelis by covering up the world. Anyway, so the Shinkubesa says that when it says, my Adir Mito, it doesn't mean my Adir Mito, that if there is no Nisar of Yichud, then there is no Aloha of Widoshi, Ladoshi, Nishin, Ladoshi, so you can sleep in the same bed too. There is guys, the two mentioned in Shinkubesa, a country of these guys, so it's who the big day is, the big dog, so then it's Mika for a moment to sleep in the same bed. If it's who the big day is, the big dog. But according to the writer, and according to most of them, when Gimora says, in my life in the middle, Gimora says, why in the Bible? Why? Because there is a lot of Kuyoshi in Anoshi, in Nishi in Anoshi, in the case of Adelus today. But in the case of Adelus in Goh, so then it's all right to say, in the middle. So the Shinkubesa says, it doesn't mean that it's Muter, because since Tashu Shamito is Osea, so Yishinya is also Osea, by now. The Shinkubesa says. But my love in the middle means, my love when it says, Vinei, in the Yaveles, so it means the Mito, that she has to be Kefe, his Mito, together with her Mito, and then they should, they go sleep, and their Mito is great. But in separate beds, not in the same bed, but in the same bed, in Epsia, because a noble, Torek Shivo, Sinus, is also the Tashi Shamito, so Nidhi is also. That's the Machlekes between the Haidev and the Ritzgaitz. So according to the Ritzgaitz, a noble is Mita Bindir, Ter Shivo. And according to the Haidev, a noble is also Bindir, Ter Shivo. Alright. Now, the next thing. This is a very important thing. I don't know, I asked you to go over the time. It's quite a profound time. Ashi Yiske Mare, Bihama became his pure Sharache, the Gamer of Hadokisu Ore, the Dayfe Kayo Koshin Shevitsili Ore, the Nikho Dayfe, Alshem Shah Gamer of Dayfiko, Uchirin Zer Pirishbo. So Rashi in many places in Shas explains this. Still is a Gamer of Kisu Ore, the Koshin Ramatan. Now, so where is Stinus Adilo mentioned? Stinus Adilo is mentioned in Moray in several situations. One situation is in regard to the higher of Abelis. When does Abelis begin? So Rav Lezer says that she is in Tel Chavai, and Rav Yeshua says that she is such an Adilo, and we pass that from Yeshua. So Rashi says, what does it mean Stinus Adilo? Stinus Adilo means once you are safe in the home. Yes, this is all right, so when the Sheikh says it means his law is completely subservient, well, you're not nailed. But suppose you just push in the cover of the lid of the law and you did it knocking on nails and you can readily just remove the lid from the law, that's not called simulation. All right. This is not called simulation. So that means, so certainly, let's say, Missing today in America, so the chapel will, so the Hanukkah will immediately put the norm, will put in there an iftar in the norm, but, and they'll cover the horn, they'll cover it with a lid on top of the horn, on the casket, but they don't knock in any nails, so availers do not begin. But suppose the question is this, and what it means, one second, but then.
Often the interpretation of the dimension. We do
not hear
whatever there is
made from. They do not hear. Even before the funeral. Before the funeral. Alright, so then the question arises. So the question arises. So that's the problem. So according to Rashi Shite, so all the Avirim should start Avirim before the funeral. And it seems considerable that according to Rashi, they would have to start Avirim. So that's Ikash. Anyway, so that's one situation where Stinus Avirim is mentioned. Namely, in regard to the Mat, the Mechayim of Avirim. In other words, Stinus Avirim is Mechayim of Avirim. So Rashi says it means Kisor. Another situation where the Gemara mentions Stinus Avirim, or the Gemara says now Kayim is allowed, is clear to be Tamei, to be Tamei Kayim of the Shisha Kayim, or the Vimei, Ochi, Vnei, Vitei, Achim Seshlo, so we need Ishte. So until when can it be Tamei? So the Gemara also says, until Stinus Avirim. So there too Rashi says. There too, Rashi says, what is Stinus Avirim means? Kisor. So the Rambam and Kirasotam is the Kashi. So then it will follow that, let's say, and it was the practice to bury a mikveh in an oven. So that means that once the mikveh is placed in the casket and the lid is placed on top of the oven, even though the mikveh, the oven is still in the house, so the kehanim, the kohanim are not allowed to be tamei. It's inconceivable that one of the kashes of the nirasot. All right, we'll let it stay. I mean, that kashes the Rambam against Rashi. So, but that's the second situation where the Gemara mentions Stinus Avirim. But then another situation. There the Gemara doesn't use the expression Stinus Avirim, but the Gemara mentions regarding Tumas Gero Vidavis. So there is a special Tumas of Gero Vidavis, and the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk of Gero Vidavis, regarding Gero Vidavis, that it's Mitame, the Eyal, the Magi, there is a Machoike, Samoi, as well as Mitame, the Masse, the Gemara holds, but the Eyal, the Magi, it's Mitame, of Nikola Sode. So Rashi again says, what is Gero? Gero means, if the oven in which the mess was placed was covered. So these are the three situations. So the Chamon came is pure Sharashi. The Gero had a piece of the Deifei kind of Koshim Shemitzio. The Mikro Deifei Kaushim Shagero Deifei. Uchei Zeh Pirish Bosh. Because the Ramchal in Yom HaTel is the same without the name of Rabbi Yahweh in name. Now, so, what is the Kassam Lohi? What is the Kassam Lohi? In other words, because to give cover to another, you need to pay the money. You pay the money. So that comes within the concept of cover that is. Now, it's cover that is the Chalisara. So, any person, it doesn't have to be a Jew. Need me going. So it's called that way as his day has his own. And not only going who observes our mitzvahs, even a pagan go. So he's called that way as his day and his own. And the Rayon is from the Gemara. Because Kovod Malchus comes within the category of Kovod Abriyas. But Kovod Abriyas doesn't mean after it has to be an hour. But there is one difference. In respect to an heavier not in our so Kovod Abriyas means bizoy, prevent bizoy. In other words, in order to prevent humiliation of a human being, you may pay them. So one is allowed to behave in a Nisar Rabbah. But one is not allowed to behave in a Nisar Rabbah in order to greet an ordinary person. But he's another account of the halacha. And that's a halacha, that one is mechuyah to give cover to an office, even if he happens to be in Noach Roshe, the Tsars in Russia was certainly a show. I don't know whether there was a single Tsar in Russia who was in Noach Shekhasa. So, Rabbi Yasimcha once passed him, the Tsar of Russia, Nikolai. So, the last one. So he visited Latvia and Vinsk. So, Rabbi Simcha Paschim, that it was muter, and that it was muter for certain Jewish musicians to play an organ, even though it involves a shvuz rabbon. It involves a shvuz rabbon, I mean, to play a musical instrument. Because Kovid Malchus is Dekha is a rabbon. And Tsar, Nicholas, was certainly a Russian. I mean, there is no doubt he's in this one. But that's the halacha, that Kovid Abrius is Dekha, everything is a rabbon. Even Kovid Abrius is an Akron. And even an Akron is a Russian. So, the read, and so, Kovid Abrius is a very human being. A pagan Russian is Dekha is a rabbon. But only what's Kovid Abrius? In order to prevent humiliation of human being. But to give comment, that's not what that is. But in Melech, I'm coming to the fact that there is a field to give comment to Melech, so even refraining from giving comment is also a desire of ours, because it's due to the Melech. Comment is due to the Melech. So in Melech, if we refrain from giving comment to Melech, we are an effective value. We are an effective value. So the Gemara says the Jamal, number one, you are accustomed that for the Kehani, to even though a Kehan is not allowed to be Mitan himself, so they used to jump over the Arim Shalmeisim in order to greet the Lord. So in other words, it involved no Yitzhak Rabbanon, and so Kavod Melochim is Kavod Abiyah, so it's Deichan Yitzhak Rabbanon. So the Gemara explains it in Brachos. By inviting Begin and not inviting Nabon. That was a terrible thing. And they didn't do it because they asked any Gobel, they only ask the daily when they want to ask. But when they feel that the daily will not give the psak that they expect, so then they don't ask. Someone told me that Fadaza Shah told me he was not asked and he was very upset. And the Gera Rebbe also was said to someone. He was very upset. So from whom did he ask? Yes, no one knows. It's an unknown Godel that passed to them. That they should invite Begin and they should not invite Nabon. Even though people say that Nabon is more of a Shema Mitzvah now than Begin. So then they didn't know. Alright, he was not a Shema Shabbos, but now he's a Shema Mitzvah. And because of this incident, he didn't get from the test. Because of this. So that was a great wonder, because there is a halacha that you have to give Kovod the Malchus. And the Yom HaNovi so showed Kovod to Achav. Achav was a Rosh. And when the Rishon told the Yom to tell Achav certain things, so the Yom told Achav. But at the same time, by Shabbos is Moslem. So we see from that Gemara that there is a chiyuv to give Kovod HaMalchus in the Melech HaRosh. That doesn't mean that if the Melech HaRosh is Gezer and Zeher and maybe the Torah, that we should submit to it, Chas V'Sholem. So we have to misleverage ourselves. But when it's not Gezer, so we have to give Kovod HaMalchus, and it's a big avera to be Mivazer Malchus. So there's no tzidkes where that will see Soya in the time. It was a great point. So here the Gemara says, "Midalino yinal gabe aveni shomrisi, mikras malchi Yisrael, yinoy mikras malchi Yisrael bevadom, הוא אפילו נכנס מלכי יעקב, שיניסקה יד במלכי ישראל ומלכי יעקב. אמר רימה וחוכמה ואיתרומה ולעצם רגל השם. So Gimoret first thought that it will involve Nisar Reise to be become himself the Reish of Reis. So Gimoret says, it's good of all. No, my own, Vartei Vohei Yau Koshi is Bichol Tefa Chintzit Bichol Yatume. Vishain Bichol Tefa Chintzit Bichol Yatume. Vireh Vareh Reis Yishben Chol Tefa. Because Rao Shei Yishben Mishum. And because Rao Shei Yishben Mishum Shein Ochin, we go to the Rabbah. Why? Because Kvetin Ochin comes within the category of Kavadavis. So why didn't it involve in Israel Reise? So you want to say it's because Vartevo, Eyal Kol Sheyesh Bechol Tepach, Chetzit Bechle Atom. Vishayit Bechol Tepach, Eyal Chetzit Bechle Atom. Virei Barilis, Yish Bechol Tepach. So you may say, we're not able to, when a mess is placed in an oil, and then between the upper surface of the mess, of the Gufa mess, and the lower surface of the lid of the oil, so there is a tefach al tefach, birun tefach. So mele, the kisur oven, the oil itself is a nail chetit. And they are just two things. One, on one hand, a nail is made to me, is made to me. In other words, if I say there is a mess, and then there is a ball placed on the mess, and then there are eight, or there is another person, even if it's outside. So then it's maybe two. And at the same time, if there is a nail above the mess, so it's rented. So somebody above that tikro, so it's not open. So the nail, the Pashtus Roshan Agmor is like Rashi Shite, not Rashi, the Pashtus Roshan Agmor, but there is a Machlokes Roshan. So the Pashtus Roshan Agmor appears to be like Rashi Shite. That Dvar Tevo, Kol Eilel Sheyesh Lichol Tepach, Yechetiv Kriyatum, Vishayim Lichol Tepach, Ein Yechetiv Bikriyatum. So in other words, that if there is a whole Tepach in the oil, so the Mele, it's a Chetiv. So the Mele, so it's like someone that will take, let's say, outside, as a mess is carried, and then someone will spread a sheet over the pallbearers, and then any person who will stand beneath that sheet will become dumb. Any tailor that is beneath that sheet that is spread out over the mess, and other people and tailor, so will become dumb. But suppose somebody will stand on top above the sheet, will not become dumb. Why? As long as between the mess and the sheet, there is a whole tefach, a whole tefach. So the male, the sheet itself, is a male, a chetzit. A male is maybe two men, minatz kodim. In other words, there's a mess here, and then there's a kele here, so the kele becomes kodim. At the same time, it's chetzit nothing. Any kele that is above the male, so is nothing. So the pashtis, so according to Rashi, Koleo shemit l'chol tefach, chetzit nathom. So in other words, since the oil over which the Kehanim were accustomed to be without it, so there was a whole tefach between the mess and the cover, the inner surface of the cover of the oil,